I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, and PR. Republicans in Rock Island County are concerned about election returns. GOP members Bob Hartley, Bill Long, and Russell Crist have been poll-watching for years, and they've asked the Rock Island County Clerk to take extra measures to ensure this year's election results are secure and can't be tampered with. Crist says 5 days before an election, the clerk's office holds a mock election to demonstrate how voting machines and tabulators work. It also shows how the computer memory cards are sealed with tape to prove no one has tampered with them. But he says that demonstration is only for the mobile equipment used at polling places around the county.
Our concern is that the machines that are in the county clerk's office, there's eight of them, or has been eight of them, and on the night when they close down those machines, there is no security on those machines. None.
That equipment is used several weeks before an election for early voting and counting absentee ballots. Robert Hartley says they checked with the Illinois State Board of Elections and the clerk's office is following the law and is not required to use seals on the equipment located in the Rock Island County building.
Another issue is they transmit results from those member cards from a modem up at UTHS for all the voting centers in the north end of the county, supposedly directly from UTHS to the county clerk's office. How do we know that?
He, Crist, and Long would prefer the results be driven to the clerk's office. In the past, County Clerk Karen Kinney has said the building and area where the machines are located are secure. And recently, the sheriff beefed up security at the Rock Island County building, and now it's very similar to the courthouse. I'm Michelle O'Neill.